Now to the Democratic race, where there are signs the Bernie Sanders campaign is winding down. Hundreds of staff are being laid off after he lost 4 out of 5 primary states on Tuesday night. Those losses all but ended his chance to become the Democratic nominee for president. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
The Sanders campaign is downplaying the significance of the layoffs, saying that with 80% of primary contests complete, this is a natural restructuring. Still, the numbers are striking. A campaign finance filing at the end of March listed nearly 900 people on the payroll. Now the campaign is talking about a staff of more than 300 who will help Sanders compete in California and other states. Sanders campaign spokesman Michael Briggs said in a statement the move was about marshaling resources. Corey Elons was a spokesman for President Obama's campaign in 2008 and isn't working for either candidate this time around.
It's not unusual for campaigns during this time in the primary process to begin laying people off so they can save those resources and bring those folks back in the fall campaign. The thing you have to look at with the Sanders campaign is not just the fact that these folks are leaving, but also the statement that the campaign made on election night this week.
In that statement, Sanders didn't talk about winning the nomination and emphasized winning delegates to have a progressive influence on the Democratic Party platform. Combine that with the layoffs, and Elon says,
it feels and sounds like Bernie Sanders and his team is beginning to turn the page and to wind this thing down.
A Sanders campaign official says supporters are still sending in the small dollar donations that have fueled the campaign. And there was an overflow crowd for Sanders' rally last night in Bloomington, Indiana. Tamara Keith, NPR News.